Good morning and welcome to Eye on New Hampshire. I'm Tracy Caruso. With me this morning, I have Mike Reset. He is with the New Hampshire Governor's Commission on Disability. Thanks for coming in, Mike. And also Executive Director, Chuck Saya.
That is correct, Tracy. Okay, thank you for having both of us this morning.
Absolutely. Gentlemen, thank you for coming in. Mike reached out and talked a little bit about the Commission on Disability, and I thought, you know, it would be perfect for the two of you to come in and talk about it. I think there's so many commissions and that are run by the state or developed through the state, and people sometimes don't even know it exists, even though there's financing and there's appointments and all that goes with it. So it's very important, especially for the Disabilities Commission to get out there and talk about the programs and how people can get involved and learn more. So, welcome.
Well, thank you very much.
I need you to come a little closer to the microphone.
Okay.
Thanks, Mike.
Well, thank you very much. One of the things we probably ought to do is, I'll probably let Chuck start because since he is the executive director, to talk a little bit about the commission, you know, the functions of the commission and a little bit about, you know, how it evolved
and
how it started.
Absolutely.
Chuck, do you want to?
Mike, thank you. And again, Tracy, thank you for having us here
this morning.
You know, Tracy, you bring out a great point. There are many, many commissions, many agencies, many boards within the state of New Hampshire, and many of them are very small. The Governor's Commission on Disability is one of those smaller agencies, in the state of New Hampshire, whose mission is to be a voice for those, for the community with disabilities in New Hampshire. We were statutorily created in 1978. And we are directly in the governor's office. When you look at the organizational structure, the Governor's Commission on Disability is directly within the executive branch. Although we're not in the State House, we are on state property. It's a 30-member commission, a true hybrid. Our commission members represent both private and public sector individuals. And all of them, they may be parents of children with disabilities. They may have a disability themselves, or they just may be committed to the cause. So since 1978, the commission has been established. And right now, it's a voice, according to the most recent UNH study, for more than, I think, Mike, if I'm not mistaken, roughly about 141,000 people in New Hampshire actually state that they do have a disability. The mission of the GCD, again, when we look at those statutory guidelines, it's to advise the governor, the legislature, and the public as a whole to educate as to what the state of affairs are for those with a disability in New Hampshire.
That number surprises me a little bit. I know I'm not educated in it, but isn't that about 10% of our population?
Yeah, actually, it's about 10.9. And those numbers are actually a little bit old. These numbers we got from the University of New Hampshire Institute on Disability.
Mm-hmm.
And the most recent data was from 2008.
Wow.
So we do need to get some more data and some more recent data.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right, that's you know, just over 10%. That's quite a bit.
I would say so.
Yeah. You know, it's a number, unfortunately, that we continue to see grow. And, you know, I've been in my position for coming up on 2 years. And not to speak negative or to speak morbid, a disability can affect anyone. It isn't the traditional issues that we may think of.
Sure.
It could be a mental disability.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a disability that a child has. It could be walking out of this building this afternoon and even having a temporary disability if I were to slip and fall.
Sure.
So it is a number that can be very staggering. And you are right. The data, unfortunately, is stale, but we do the best we can to keep it up to date.
Well, and, you know, it's wonderful that medicine has progressed the way that it has. But oftentimes people with, you know, for instance, a cancer, they beat the cancer, but then something makes them disabled after that.
That is correct.
So it seems like the numbers of, you know, disabilities are growing because actually medicine is better.
It seems ironic, and we're seeing that in the older population.
Right.
Yeah, you know, we're all getting older.
No, we're not.
At least one of us in here are, right? I think. But
sorry, I'm in denial.
So some of us, Tracy, are getting older.
Okay, there you go.
And, you know, as such, everybody's different, and we're going to experience different things. Some people may experience a hearing loss when they get older, vision problems. We have arthritic conditions. You're right. Medicine is getting better, but we are still getting older. And so I see the population of people with disabilities as increasing.
Sure.
And so, you know, we're...
And yet the funding isn't always there. Boy, there brings up a bad topic, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's, right? As you know, the budget has already passed the House and it's making its way over to the Senate. And we actually have now the Senate finance hearings coming up this week and next. These are very trying times, just across the country, for New Hampshire as a whole.
Sure. Yeah. Tell me about the Client Assistance Program.
Okay. Well, the Client Assistance Program, we call it the CAP, not to be confused with the CAP.
Like the Community Action Program.
Yeah, right. It's not the same thing.
Okay.
But the Client Assistance Program is actually a federally funded program, and it's run by Lori Ripley out of our office. She's the ombudsman, and it does certain things. It deals with vocational rehab services, and the CAP ombudsman works in conjunction with Voc Rehab, which I think is out of the Department of Education.
Department of Education runs Voc Rehab. It's for an individual who has a disability who is literally looking for a vocation, and they assist them.
Okay.
Right. So given that, what the ombudsman does is they advise people of their rights, which, you know, is very important when you have people trying to interact with services. They don't know what services that they can get, and so the ombudsman can help them with that. They provide information about employment and the ADA and how it affects them. Employment is in the government. It's Title I in the government.
Okay.
So they also act as an advocate for the client.
Mm-hmm.
So a client may be looking to get a job somewhere or may be interacting with vocational rehab, and the ombudsman can help them through that process. The ombudsman also helps with service providers. So somebody in that program might be interacting with different service providers, and the ombudsman can help them get through that process. But basically, they offer a lot of support throughout the whole vocational rehabilitation process.
Speaking of people with disabilities that are working, and no matter what their field is, maybe they didn't even go through the program to find a vocation.
Right.
I assume there's a branch of your commission that helps people to make sure that they're treated equally. I mean, all know that people with disabilities, unfortunately, are not always treated equally. Is there some kind of a protection out there?
Yeah, it's a great question, Tracy. We on the Governance Commission on Disability, GCD, is not an enforcement agency. However, Mike, being the research and information specialist at our office, will very routinely refer them to other agencies that will address that.
Right.
You are right. If I may, Mike, when you look at the Americans with Disabilities Act, that was signed 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's a federal law.
Sure.
That's a monumental law.
Mm-hmm.
When we think of case law, when we think of statutes that have truly changed society, you know, the cases Brown versus Board of Education, Roe v. Wade, these are monumental case law. We now look at statute, you know, we look at statutes, civil rights, constitutional amendment for women to vote. The ADA, Americans with Disabilities Act, rises to that level. In 1990, when that was signed by President George Bush, the father, that was looking at the Civil Rights Bill and now applying it to those with a disability to ensure that there was equal protection of the law. And that's the intent of the ADA. So you've hit right on it. So on many of occasions, we will get those calls, perhaps a potential request regarding employment, whether or not it was discrimination, whether or not a restaurant was accessible, i.e., should there be a ramp?
Sure.
There's a whole host of things people call for. They call about questions about parking, about service animals, employment situations. So if somebody calls, I might refer them to the Human Rights Commission because they may be because of their disability being discriminated in an employment situation. We also refer people to a place called the Disability Rights Center. They have legal people over there, attorneys, and they can help them with a myriad of problems that are resulting from some sort of, say, access issues regarding their disabilities. There's New Hampshire Legal Assistance that we refer people to around some of the housing issues that people might encounter.
You've already listed off things that I never would have thought of.
Yeah.
How sad.
Well, it is. And I think it's that's why when we look at the Governance Commission on Disability, and I will tell you that this is housed and it's under the auspices of Her Excellency, Governor Maggie Hassan, mm-hmm. who is tirelessly working for those with a disability in New Hampshire. And we try to provide that support literally from the governor's office to these individuals who are calling and are looking for help. Sometimes we're the first call. And sometimes we're the last call when people are at their, you know, just wondering what should we do next. And that's where Mike and Laurie and the rest of our staff comes into play.
Sometimes people will call and they just don't know where to go for the information. And we try to steer them to the appropriate place. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the call ends with us. Sometimes they just want to talk for 10 or 15 minutes. They just
get it off their chest.
Right. They need to tell somebody. And so we talk to a lot of people every day. And again, you know, it's a listening thing. You have to listen. You have to try to pull out some things. Sometimes we can't help them with every single thing. But, you know, one of my questions I ask people, what is the thing you need most right now? Mm. You know, what is it that...
Take care of the immediate.
That's right. And we want to make sure people are safe because sometimes there's housing situations that could be... causing somebody to be in an unsafe situation.
Right.
So we want to be able to, you know, take care of those things first.
And Chuck mentioned something very early in the conversation about the different disabilities, because there are so many, and one of them being a mental disability.
Right.
Now, it hasn't been that many years, guys, that any kind of mental illness was even acknowledged.
Yes.
To have people even understanding that a mental illness can be or is a disability. There's a whole level of education needed there,
right.
Never mind the actual physical help.
That's right. And again, Tracy, it truly does come down to education. And we're finding, even at the GCD, the amount of calls or amount of issues that are presenting themselves around the whole disability as it relates to a mental condition is staggering. It truly is staggering. It runs the gamut from depression to bipolar disorders, mm-hmm. and it truly is very silent. And I think many families, this is just my assumption, is that many families have it in their families.
Right.
But for so many years, we come out of that culture of hush-hush.
Right, absolutely. Unfortunately, we're running out of time.
Okay.
I did want to hit on the Governor's Accessibility Awards. Tell me about that quick. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. These are awards that are given by the governor. We usually give about five or six. We have a committee, and we send out nomination forms to businesses, to other organizations, and we have some criteria on the form, and people will send their nominations. The governor will usually presents the awards at the executive chamber, and they're for people who may be going above and beyond what the ADA says. So it's not just a reasonable accommodation. You might have somebody, a small business even, just going above and beyond to accommodate an employee, something like that. So
mm-hmm.
These awards have been around for about 10 years now, I think, and it's just to recognize those folks because they work so hard in what they're doing.
You've been around for 25 years.
Yes.
The Disability Commission. What's next?
You know, again, great question. We've actually thought about that internally. The first 25 years of the ADA, I think, was incredible. It had to do with education, that eye-opening awareness as to what a disability is. And
sure.
Now how do we make these accommodations? How do we make the environment barrier-free? Where does the next 25 years go? Inclusion for all.
Mm.
The motto of the GCD is access for all. And if I think if we look at it from a standpoint of now we're developing for everyone with a universal design theme, mm-hmm. be it in the accessible physical area, be it in the employment area. To us at the GCD as an agency,
right.
I would suggest it's access for all and universal design.
So I guess for people that might need your help, How do they get in touch with you? And also for people that are saying, you know what, it's, you know, maybe I had a great aunt or I remember a neighbor, and they're fine, but maybe they want to help.
Okay.
Where do they go?
Well, we have obviously a phone number and a website. The main number for the Governor's Commission on Disability is 271-2773, but in New Hampshire they can call toll-free the 1-800 852-3405, And Joyce usually answers the phone in our office, and she can disseminate the calls around. And, of course, our website is newhampshire.gov/disability.
Right.
And from that, they can get to, we have a Facebook link mm-hmm. there and also a Twitter link, and we do post things on right. Facebook and Twitter. So
great, great. And I guess it just goes to show that if there's 10% or more of our population, each and every one of us knows somebody with some kind of a disability. So this pretty much involves the entire state.
Yeah, that is correct. Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. Gentlemen,
we're statewide.
Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Once again, Tracy,
thank you very much for this opportunity.
You're very welcome.
To everybody.
Mike Reset from the New Hampshire Governor's Commission on Disability, along with the Executive Director, Chuck Saya. Gentlemen, thanks again for coming in. You've been listening to Eye on New Hampshire. Have a great Sunday.